Blog Talk Radio.
There's a blue sun rising up angry in the sky, and there's a new voice crying, we're not afraid to die.
Welcome again to another one-hour show of Time Out here. This will be our third episode. And that band, I have no idea. So any music lovers that happen to tune into this podcast and know who that is, feel free to contact me and give me the name of that band. It's a label artist. And I know they had a big hit back then, and I like that. It's very good. And right now, most of it is spinning songs, some originals and some labels, but I'm trying to find stuff that people may not have heard that I think is really good, just got overlooked. And also for when I used to work with a band in the 70s, late 70s, I believe it was, every time the label artists like Bad Company came out with a new album, we'd run out and grab it. It was Destination Angels. And we ran out and grabbed it right away and took it home, and we'd spin it in the back room over and over and over again while playing foosball, and let's do it. And then the band would work out a few songs we thought were the best songs on it and do a cover of them, you know. And then that's what we always did. And that's kind of what I'm doing here, is spinning older music that if any bands happen to tune in looking for material that they like, if you like it, that's the whole thing. You can recover it. You can cover it and do a good job if you like it. Not try to force a piece of material out. Anyway, it's my night for Time Out. I get to DJ a few songs here. And let's go with the next one here. This is a David Gilmour song. It's not a real old one. It's a newer song. But a lot of stuff now you don't hear on the radio as much. So it took me a while to warm up this one a few times. After I heard it a few times, I really liked the words to it, the lyrics in there, and this is a David Gilmour.
Every day.
Okay, that was David Gilmour, and let's move on to a little bit of Alice Cooper.
I only know hell is getting harder, devil's getting smarter all the time. And it would be nice to walk upon the water, talk again to angels on my side.
Cooper. Okay, let's move on a little bit here. On to, well, let's see. Let's change it up a little bit and let's go with this one here. This is a cover. I think they're called Postmodern Jukebox. They do covers of a lot of songs. The guy that puts these together and directs them and does a great job of this. And a lot of these, I don't know who the original artist is, but the cover of this has been, I like it a lot, and the last verse is the one I like the best. So it's a little different than a regular rocker. It's more of a storyteller thing. So let's give it a go.
Well, I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Why could you use a little company? Well, if you pay the right price, your evening could be nicer. You can go and send me on my way. You said, you're such a sweet young thing. Oh, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. She said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. There ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes again. 15 minutes later, after walking down the street, I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept it from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but no, you know I gotta ask. What made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned on the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs taking money from the church. He had a bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much, cause I know it, we're all the same. Oh yeah, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
I'm not mistaken, either a Taylor Swift or a Debbie. No, I forgot the girl's name. Anyway, it's a cover of an artist not too long ago, and I think this girl, her first name's Jody. She does a great job of nailing that. Anyway, let's tell you what. We're going to slow it down just a bit with the original here and let that ride.
Bony hands and cold as a winter pole. You held a warm stone out new, flowing blood to home. Oh, what a contrast you were, the boots in the house. My tiny young fingers held a decent animal. Over the ramparts you talk, the scent of your skin and some foreign flowers, tied to a brick, sweet as a song. The years have been short, but the days were long. Cool of a temperate breeze, from dark skies to wet grass, fell in a field, it seems now a thousand summers past. When the kite lines first crossed, we tied them into knots to finally fly apart. We had to cut them off. Since then it's been a book you read in reverse. Do you understand less as the pages turn? Or a movie so crass and awkwardly cast, that even I could be the star. much as a rule. In all this, we before murder's cruel. But your memory is here, and I'd like it to stay. Warm light on a winter day. But the days go slowly by. Two loose kites falling from the sky, drawn to the ground and an end to fly.
An original there, and let's move up to a Roger Hodges song from Roger Hodges used to work with a band called Supertramp, and this is a solo song of his, and let's give it a go.
Thank you.
Roger Hodges used to be with Supertramp. Branched out on his own, did his own solo, and I think that's about all we heard of him. But anyway, it's not a bad song, I don't think. And we'll move on to some Thin Lizzy here. You know what I don't like today, and back in the 70s we used to complain about it, is DJs talking over the music. And that's what they do on almost every station now when I'm listening to the radio in the car. The DJs just keeps on talking over the music, like the music don't count, just the lyrics do. And I think it's very unprofessional and rude. Maybe on a teeny bopper station you can get away with that. Or back in the early 60s, whatever, we had AM, KFJZ, and stuff like that, with Marky Baby and stuff like that. The DJ was kind of a real celebrity back then. But now I'd like to find some just do a job of, just play the music and don't talk over it, you know. I don't mind if they throw in the call letters to get more songs in or whatever. That would be nice. But it's hard to find a station that they don't have DJs not talking over the music. But anyway, here, I wish I wouldn't talk between the music. That would make this better. So anyway, we're going to move on with a few songs in a row here, and let's do some Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy, and I'm going to move on here to another song from a friend of mine. an original by a friend of mine named Weldon. Know that. And let's move on to another song here by Jerry Rafferty. I don't think you've probably heard this before. I kind of like this one. It's kind of a slow song, but here we go. even going to take it down a notch a little bit slower here to a original song by the name, well, the same as my last name, Willoughby.
Trust me, just show me what you do. Put your drink on the table, your lies are coming true. The blackest night, I'd like to hear you say,
next week is what I'm working on is putting some duets together, like Paul McCartney and Steve Miller did a song. Mick Jagger and Michael Jackson did a song together. You may not know that. I'm going to see if I can't bring these on to play next week, along with a couple of funny but rocking songs. We'll mix those in and then get back through some record the old 70 cuts through there. We'll mix that through there a little bit and some originals next week. So I'll work on that. And right now I'm just kind of working myself into a routine. This is the third show, and we're going to see if I can't do this for a little while and then start advertising it more and see if I can't use it as a tool for musicians to get their music heard. People that like to listen to music or judge, be a judge of what you think is good. And that. So, anyway, it's something to do on Wednesday night, because Wednesday night is kind of a dead night. So that's why I picked the night, and so I wouldn't be doing anything tonight anyway. So, okay, we're going to end this show a little early tonight, and we're going to end with a Robbie Robinson song, who used to be with the band called The Band. And we'll have one for him next week, too, the different one I like. So, anyway, we'll let this one go. Thank you.
by the river of time, in the book of David, in the holy law, it will be written by the children of Eve and the Holy Ghost.
Robinson with a cut. Anyway, so okay, I think I got everything on control there. So anyway, actually what I like about doing this is that I'm not trying to be a DJ. I don't care about being a DJ or anything. I enjoy music. So it's fun to select the songs, try to arrange them in a in-tune way. I remember hearing Paul McCartney talking about their album Rubber Soul. And I guess when a band puts out an album, the album itself needs to be in tune. So the same way arrangement of songs, they need to be in tune. Some DJs get off the board this way, that way. And if you can, it's like a movie, kind of like. You keep people's attention to it, and you kind of take it up, take it down, I believe, if you can do that. I don't know if I'm doing that for anybody else. But anyway, it's fun trying. And so I enjoy doing this anyway. So, and I'm going to put a little bit of money into it a little later here and some advertisement. And see if it can be used as a tool to help connect musicians, like I said, and dates and bands, bookings, and original music, and maybe some guests, if I can get any guests on or whatever. So whatever it is, I'm not going to work that hard at it because I don't want to take the fun of this out by working that hard. So I'm not that brushed up on everything I do here. So there'll be a lot of mistakes in my vocabulary and things I say, but... That's the, you know, the freedom of having a time out here. So, but anyway, we'll see. And what we're going to do, whether we get any more people in or not or whatever, I'm enjoying doing this. So I'm going to keep doing it until I get tired of doing it. So until next week, And like I said, we're going to work on a little thing songs. One with Mick Jagger and Michael Jackson together. And we have one with Paul McCartney and Steve Miller. And I have a couple others that are just kind of novelty songs that I think are fantastic. They got some fantastic music in it. So I want to spin those and cue up a couple more originals next week. And like I say, some more of the label artists that you may not have heard. So anyway, until then, I'm going to call it good night and see you next, or maybe you'll hear me next week. Good night.